Support for the Morning News comes from the Homer Foundation. Spring is a busy season for community grantmaking on the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Scholarship committees meet, city grants are awarded, and the Homer Foundation's Youth Advisory Committee reviews proposals and recommends funding for youth-focused programs. Information about community grants, scholarships, and the Homer Foundation is available at homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation. Give. Grow. Grant.
Today is Monday, June 15th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBPI's Morning News. As of Saturday, anglers can catch and release king salmon on the Anchor River. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced Wednesday that king salmon numbers are on track to meet conservation targets. As of June 9, the department had counted 756 king salmon on the river. That is about 20% of the total run based on recent patterns. Using data from the past 3 years, biologists project a total run of about 3,800 fish. The river opened for fishing Saturday through Monday and then reopens on Wednesday. Under the regional management plan, the department opens a catch-and-release season when the mid-season forecast falls between 3,200 and 4,800 king salmon. The opening only allows a single unbaited hook with an artificial lure. Anglers must release all king salmon immediately without taking them from the water. Area management biologist Mike Booz says anglers who want to keep their catch can fish in the Nanilchik River for hatchery king salmon starting June 20th. More information is at adfg.alaska.gov. June 1st was the registration deadline for candidates for state office. This year, all 40 seats in the Alaska House of Representatives are on the ballot, and on the Central Kenai Peninsula, voters will pick between new and familiar faces when they head to the ballot box. Incumbent Republican Representative Justin Ruffridge is running for re-election to House District 7, which covers Kenai and Soldotna. He faces challenges from two candidates, Republican Daniel Cooper and Democrat Kate Vey. Incumbent Republican Representative Bill Elam also faces two nonpartisan challengers in his bid for House District 8 seat. Frank Quinn of Hope and Nisa Savage of Soldotna are both running. District 8 covers the Kenai Peninsula north of Tustamina Lake, except for Kenai, Soldotna, and Seward. The district includes Nikiski, Hope, Cooper Landing, and Bear Creek. On the southern Kenai Peninsula, incumbent Homer Republican Sarah Vance faces a challenge from nonpartisan candidate Brent Johnson for the State House's District 6 seat. Johnson is a former Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly president who also ran against Vance in 2024. District 6 covers the peninsula south of Tustamina Lake, including Kasilof, Anchor Point, Homer, and Soldovia. Alaska's primary election is August 18. The top four vote-getters in each race advance to the general election on November 3rd because both of the Central Kenai Peninsula's state house races have less than four candidates. It's nearly certain all who have filed to run will also appear on the general election ballot. Also this year, Kenai Peninsula voters will pick a new governor and cast votes for Alaska's lone U.S. representative. Republican U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan is also up for re-election. Two new Coast Guard icebreakers will be homeported in Kodiak. That's according to a press release posted by the U.S. Coast Guard Thursday. A third icebreaker will be homeported in Seward when construction of supporting infrastructure in the town is completed. Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke about the announcement alongside Senator Dan Sullivan on a press call Thursday.
This announcement today from the Coast Guard is not just cause for celebration for Kodiak and Seward. This is cause for celebration for the entire state of Alaska.
According to the release, the first of the icebreakers will arrive in Kodiak by the end of 2028. They are the second, third, and fourth icebreakers to be announced as homeported in Alaska. A previously announced icebreaker, built from a converted oil ship called the Storis, will arrive in Juneau in 2029. Arctic security cutters are a new class of medium-sized icebreakers. The vessels are the first of their kind in the United States, according to the press release, with a heavier focus on security than the Coast Guard's existing three icebreakers. Murkowski said during the press call that the introduction of the vessels is part of a greater push to expand the Coast Guard's presence in the Arctic, particularly as the climate warms and Arctic ice melts. Countries around the world are expanding their icebreaker fleets. Last year, President Trump approved the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which allocated $25 billion to the Coast Guard, including nearly $9 billion specifically for the construction of new icebreakers. And according to a February press release, the Coast Guard has awarded contracts for 11 total Arctic security cutters. During Thursday's press call, Sullivan said that all 11 are slated for completion by 2035. Seward is also in the process of building capacity for more Coast Guard activities. One of Kodiak's offshore patrol cutters will also be going to Seward when additional housing units are finished with construction in 2029. And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO, also online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. This morning's newscast included stories from KMXT's Catherine Irving and KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara. Taking a look at the tides for the Seldovia District, this morning's high tide is 2:39 a.m. at 20.9 feet. That's a high for Kachemak Bay. The next low tide will be at 9:22 a.m. That's a minus 5.3 foot low for Kachemak Bay. And for the Seward District, this morning's low tide is 8:18 a.m. That's a minus 3.4 foot low for Resurrection Bay. High tide is at 2:51 p.m. That's a 9.1 foot high for Resurrection Bay. Concert on the Lawn is coming up on Saturday, July 11th from noon to 7 p.m. at Karen Hornaday Park. Come celebrate KBBI and our community with live music from local favorites like the Spit City Slickers, English Bay Band, and the KP Brass Band. There's also still time for vendors to apply for the concert, and we're looking for volunteers to help with the event. Volunteers will get free admission to the concert. Applications are available at kbbi.org. Listening. Good morning.